Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The U.S. and Ukraine struck a deal yesterday on Ukrainian minerals. Joining us live this morning is Beth Noble, a former CBS News Moscow bureau chief and Fordham University professor. Beth, if you can, what does this deal look like?
Hey, Susan. Thanks for having me. So the details are still a little bit sketchy, but my understanding of the deal is based on some background information passed to me by the CBS Washington Bureau. So it looks like this will be a fund that will be run jointly by Ukraine and the U.S. that will try to get global investment into Ukraine for the reconstruction of the country after this war with Russia ends. It'll be jointly controlled, although Ukraine will keep control over its assets, and that both countries will be trying to get investment, and part of those profits will be going into the fund along with some American investment. And then the two countries will share those profits. It looks like the Ukrainians will get all the profits for the first 10 years, and then the U.S. might get some of the share of the profits. So this could be good for American firms that could be brought in to help develop minerals and oil and gas in Ukraine. And there actually could be a profit share with the U.S. at some point as well.
I mean, these minerals, with all of our technology changing and so much of what we see mined seemingly controlled by China, I mean, more so than the profits, the minerals themselves, extremely valuable, especially to the U.S.
Yeah, Brian, that's absolutely right. There are a lot of things that are in Ukraine that are in high demand right now. Things like lithium, you know, all our lithium ion batteries need lithium, and we need more and more of it every week. There's quite a bit of it in Ukraine. They've got some other things like titanium and graphite and uranium, and as well as some oil and gas. And, the first thing that's got to happen, though, is that there's got to be a peace deal so that companies can go in and start to explore and extract those Ukrainian minerals.
Also, when you look at this, I mean, does it send a clear signal to Russia that the Trump administration is committed to peace in that region?
Yeah, absolutely. And so far, we've heard nothing from Russia about this deal. But there's been a lot of back and forth about this deal and a lot of questions about whether the U.S. was really totally committed to supporting Ukraine. And I think that this deal is not only an economic deal, but it's a symbol to Russia that the U.S. is still going to stand with Ukraine, even though it tries to engage both sides on a lasting peace deal.
So very interesting deal, and the way that this will play out in the end. I mean, does this signal an end to the war? I mean, is this the first step of a lasting peace deal, or maybe just completely unrelated and we might still have to wait a while on that?
Well, I think it contributes in that it really wasn't clear to what extent the U.S. was going to continue to give military assistance to Ukraine. And without that military assistance that's been coming for over 3 years from the U.S., it would make continuing the war extremely hard for Ukraine. A lot of people are saying that Ukraine has to negotiate from a position of strength rather than from having lost its main benefactor. But there's still a long way to go in a peace process. And a big part of the problem is that Ukraine wants to know that there's going to be some security guarantees so that Russia doesn't come back and attack Ukraine again 3 months or 6 months or a year after there is a peace deal.
Beth, thank you so much for your insight this morning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.